WTAW News Time. It's going to be 6:07. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you can be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Just over 6% of the registered voters in Brazos County participated in the runoff election. Republicans in JP Precinct 2 nominated Tommy Munoz, and Democrats in JP Precinct 4 nominated Christina Butler. Drawing the most statewide attention was the Republican nomination for Lieutenant Governor. Brazos County GOP Chairman Paul Rieger was most surprised by Dan Patrick's margin of victory.
Total surprise. It really was, especially in Brazos County. I was very surprised by Senator Patrick's numbers.
Patrick received two-thirds of the votes in Brazos County and statewide. The Bryan City Council is moving forward with the construction of two skate parks. A unanimous vote awarded a $1.2 million design contract. Downtown business owner Debbie Josek asked the council to place one of the parks near 26th and Bryan, where skateboarders currently frequent.
Our main concerns are damage to the infrastructure, the safety of pedestrians, the safety of the skateboarders.
Construction is supposed to start this September and be completed next April. Bryan police say one person has been responsible for 353 emergency calls since February 2011.
And those are just the ones that they logged. I talked to dispatch earlier, and they said that there were several times she'd call, and they just would tell her we're not coming, you know, because we know of her history.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says 39-year-old Monique Wells was arrested after placing her sixth false call to 911 in as many days. According to the arrest report, Wells reported someone was knocking on her door. Then she called back 6 minutes later to say she had cut her ankle and needed medics. Wells was taken to the St. Joseph's emergency room, where staff confirmed there was no injury, then to jail, where she remains held. Jail records indicate she spent 3 days there earlier this month for criminal trespassing. An investigator with the Brazos County Attorney's Office remains at work following a drunk driving arrest in Grimes County. County Attorney Rod Anderson says Gerald Kennard is on a modified duty assignment.
We've changed some of his duties, and while we're still investigating it and trying to, you know, decide where we go from here.
According to the arrest report, a Grimes County Sheriff's deputy stopped Kennard's car Saturday for a defective brake light along Highway 6 on the north side of Navasota. Kennard was arrested for DWI after refusing to perform sobriety tests. He also refused to take a breath test. A warrant was then obtained for a blood test. Kennard is out of jail after posting bond. Memorial Day was a busy day of criminal activity in the Twin Cities. College Station police investigated an armed robbery and an attempted armed robbery, which investigators have not ruled out being done by the same people. CSPD also responded to 9 vehicle burglaries, 2 home break-ins, and a theft, where officers spent 2 hours searching in the area of Wolfpin Creek Park before finding the suspect. In Bryan, there was an armed robbery and 6 thefts. The Bryan City Council has also given its support to naming the downtown area a state-certified cultural district. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says no money is involved and it doesn't impact land use regulations.
I think it's more of a marketing thing for downtown. They're just trying to recognize the arts-related businesses and activities in downtown festivals.
The application now goes to the Texas Commission on the Arts. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We have heavy shower and thunderstorm activity on the Texas coast now, but that should remain south and east of our region. Lots of clouds today. There could be a leftover shower, isolated thunderstorm, highs 80 to 85. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm into tonight, 60 to 65. Intervals of clouds and sun tomorrow, with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, 80 to 85. Partly cloudy, 65 tomorrow night. Friday, partly sunny, with highs between 85 and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this morning. Coming up in sports, a Texas A&M baseball player has received some postseason accolades. I'll tell you who it was and what they received. Also, a big-time player for the Dallas Cowboys defense went down yesterday, and I'll tell you just how long he will be planning to be out. And the Thunder and Spurs squared off last night in Oklahoma City for Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. I'll tell you the result of that coming up in sports.
It's a musical daily double this morning. A 6-foot-long crocodile named Fedya treated for injuries after a 265-pound woman fell on it. A group from the Soviet circus were traveling to their next show location when the driver hit a pothole, then had to make a sudden turn. The sharp swerve led to the troupe's accountant, an unnamed woman, tumbling out of her seat. Unfortunately, Fedya the crocodile just happened to be resting underneath her on a blanket and took the full force of her 265-pound butt. Well, it's more than just her butt. Soon the croc was vomiting and had to be taken to the vet clinic.
Goodness.
Yeah, that's our crocodile injury report.
Poor guy.
Crocodiles outside of Florida. Who'd have thunk it?
Well,
I guess they have alligators there.
I suppose my thought is that they obviously transport their animals a little bit differently.
Yeah.
I mean, one would think you would cage the, again, I believe it was a 6-foot alligator, crocodile. So, I mean, I guess there's not a lot of places you could put it. You can't fold it up and put it in the trunk.
I don't know. Maybe cage the accountant in this case.
Well, then at least put her in a safety harness.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good.
A vomiting crocodile. See, I don't even want to know. Don't even want to know what it was eating.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
If it's a gator, we just chewed him, right?
Yeah.
Chewed him.
Could have put him on top of the car like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Took a train, a plane, a bus. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning. A good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 28th of May. It's day 148. We've got 217 of them to go. It's National Senior Health and Fitness Day. That's probably good. It's Hamburger Day. I mean, we have like Cherry Cobbler Week. How is it that we just have a day? Anyway.
They're so pervasive.
I suppose that's probably right. It's Sierra Club Day, so if you want to hug a tree, I guess today's the day to do it. It's James Bond Day, because Ian Fleming was born on this date. And it's Slugs Return from Capistrano Day. Wonder when they started. You know, I'm just saying.
Break out the salt.
That's right. Okay, either that or you can cook them and put them in drawn butter. All right, for birthdays.
Birthdays today. Michael Orr is turning 28. He of the inspired The Blind Side, the offensive tackle for the Baltimore Ravens. So he's turned 28 today. Carrie Mulligan is turning 29. She played Daisy Buchanan in The Great Gatsby, the newest one.
Mm-hmm.
Colby Calais is turning 29.
One-hit wonder, is that right? Or has she had more than that?
I think she's a little bit more than that.
Maybe one and a half.
I saw her at the Thanksgiving parade, so obviously she's big time.
Oh, okay.
Aaron Schock is turning 33, Republican representative from Illinois. Jesse Bradford is 35. He was the actor on Bring It On, Swim Fan, Flags of Our Fathers. Bring It On, I figured, would probably be one of your favorites, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yep.
I figured you know who he was. Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Is starting 37 today.
She's on Fox and Friends now is what I see here.
I know she's on Fox News. I guess they finally kicked her off The View because she couldn't get along with any of those people.
If she's on Fox and Friends, I guarantee you she's the smartest one in that room. Man. Anyway.
Just hurt you. Just,
really. They're
just cringe.
They're so stupid. But anyway, that's all right.
Consider we carry Fox News. Justin Kirk is turning 45. He was on Weeds, played Andy. Let's see here. Krista Miller is turning 50. She's Kate on the Drew Carey shows, Jordan on Scrubs. She's currently on Ellie on Cougar Town.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Roland Gift is turning 52. Young Cannibals, fine young Cannibals singer.
Okay.
Mark Sanford is 54, former governor of South Carolina, got caught.
Oh, we remember him. Yeah. He apologized forever.
Yeah. And he actually beat Stephen Colbert's sister in a special election for a seat in Congress, so that's interesting. Yeah. Kirk Gibson, for the baseball fans out there, is 57 today. Of course, he won the baseball MVP award as a member of the L.A. Dodgers back in 88.
Limping around after he hit the home run, right?
Yeah. John Fogerty is turning 69.
He's had a
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Yeah. Rudy Giuliani is turning 70 today.
Yeah.
And Gladys Knight is turning 70 as well. And wow. I don't know how old the Pips are, but Gladys is 70 today.
They're back there going, birthday, because they can't sing the whole song, you know. Anyway, all right. Phil Vassar, I kind of like him. He's a country singer, hadn't had a hit in like 10 years, but, you know, that doesn't matter in country music.
One that he hasn't sang, but he writes as well.
Yeah, that's true. He does. Actually, the last time I went to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo was to see him. He's 52 today. Billy Vera is 70. And Beth Howland, if you ever watched Vera, she had her own show, Vera, but she was also on Alice, 73. You guys are way, way too young to know either of those shows. Marco Rubio. Marco.
Polo. Uh-oh. Rubio.
he's 43. All right, that's our birthday, 618.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the problems with Obamacare, they just continue to mount. Much of the enrollment success of Obamacare can be chalked up to the expansion of Medicaid eligibility. Now the problem is now states have to figure out how to pay for it. Governors who did not budget for the increase in Medicaid enrollees due to Obamacare, they now can find themselves in some real trouble. Now they aren't the only ones grasping with the higher cost due to Obamacare. Now unions are having a difficult time figuring out who's going to foot the bill for all the mandates associated with Obamacare. For example, taxes on premium plans and mandated coverage for children until age 26. And the IRS has decided to impose a tax penalty on any business that chooses to dump their employees into Obamacare exchanges. Continues to be a disaster for business, the economy, and everybody.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we all love the warm weather, but those AC bills, they can be staggering. So I have a tip. Beautiful, energy-saving, insulating honeycomb shades from our friends at Blinds.com. My wife and I love the way they look, and they can literally cut your energy loss in half while reducing indoor temperatures by up to 15 degrees on these very hot days. Hurry and save up to $100 on great Blinds.com brand products during their Memorial Week sale. Go to Blinds.com, and remember, their prices crush prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com.
Help dump the IRS. The tax system is out of control, targeting American citizens and robbing your family. The Tea Party Patriots have launched a massive effort to repeal the 16th Amendment and dump the IRS. Get their free how-to kit so you can help. DumpTheIRS.com is where American families are joining together to dump the IRS. Join the battle and get your free how-to kit at DumpTheIRS.com. DumpTheIRS.com.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community. For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Good morning. It's 621, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Last week, there was the story of the man who learned that the Air Canada turboprop plane he was on had no restroom facilities. Only after boarding the three-hour flight, he thus was forced to do what many a road traveler will do, that's find an empty bottle.
Uh-huh.
Now, another passenger has gone public and admitted doing the same because she doesn't want to brag, I know, but because she wants to highlight the lack of working facilities, apparently, in small airports on the east coast of Canada. She shared with CBC her bladder ordeal during a trip earlier this week, while still on the ground, she learned that the bathroom was out of order in the airport. Well, so, but she did something that then makes sense. She just hiked off into the woods, because everything that's not paved is woods there. Yeah, there's plenty of forest in Canada. Anyway, since there were no options once she got in the air. By the way, she said that she had already had to circle the airport because there were some sort of conditions on the ground that kept them from being able to land, and she thought she was going to have to break out the old coffee cup, but they were able to land in time for her to hike it into the woods and take care of her business.
So I take it this was a small airport if there was only one bathroom.
Yeah, that's it, and it wasn't working. So, but again, yeah, who knows? And I guess it's better than falling on a crocodile.
Higher health costs. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There's a good chance you're paying more for medical coverage. More than half of the employers surveyed by Aflac say they increased their workers' share of health premiums or raised co-payments for doctor visits last year. Nearly 6 out of 10 firms expect further increases this year. Half of the employees surveyed say they would have to borrow from their retirement accounts or use credit cards if they have any unexpected medical bills. Google has a new driverless car on the drawing board after testing Lexus and Toyota vehicles equipped with self-driving technology. Google plans to build its own two-seater and start testing prototypes about a year from now. Starbucks is ready to test whether it can attract a dinner crowd. The coffee company will open a La Boulange bakery in Los Angeles next month. Besides breakfast and lunch items, the restaurant will have a menu that includes burgers, milkshakes, and alcohol. It will be open until 10 o'clock at night. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
Good morning. It's 625, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Well, got a 50-50 chance of some thunderstorms, mainly before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Some of them could produce some heavy rain. High temperature about 79 degrees. Winds will be out of the north. Then tonight, 69 will be our low. 40% chance of rain hanging into the forecast on Thursday and Friday, and then we'll gradually warm up. We'll be up to 88 on Saturday, about the same thing on Sunday, and still a slight chance of showers. Low each night right around 70 degrees. Currently, humidity is a 96%. Winds are out of the north at 5. There's a little bit of fog and mist out there right now, and we're looking at 68 degrees.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
A certain way of breathing, a particular kind of music, and a specific aroma can all reduce your stress instantly. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. If you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search, because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your business website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business and losing money. Step one is to know your website score. Yes, your website has a score. The better it is, the higher your site ranks, and the easier it is for customers to find you. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com, and you can instantly get your website score, plus the score of your three closest competitors, and a free website analysis. There's no obligation. It's a free service from Boostability, a leader in small business search engine optimization. Having a low website score is like having no website at all. Know your score and discover how to improve it instantly and for free. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com. That's myfreewebsitereport.com. You probably agree with the statement that we live in very stressful times, and all that stress can cause us to get locked in worry, rage, and all kinds of negative thinking.
And the way you get out of it is you start correcting your breathing. You start taking long breaths, not particular deep breaths, but long breaths. And that will change the way your brain functioning because it restores the oxygen level.
Dr. Frank Lawless, author of the book The Stress Answer, says another effective way to cope with stress is to listen to rhythmic music that has a steady drum pattern.
What the drumming patterns will do is that it entrains the brain. It brings it out of that kind of chaotic status, and it puts your brain into more of a rhythm. You have this increase in creativity and joy, a sense of positiveness that will come about. This is one of the oldest ways that we know that humankind have dealt with stress is through dance and drumming.
And Dr. Lawless says simply smelling flowers can instantly reduce your stress level.
You know, lavender and honeysuckle, those really powerful aromas, and go to the flower itself and just breathe in that aroma directly from the blossom, and you will notice an immediate effect, especially women really do respond well.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
So your glass slippers look more like cowboy boots and your chariot has a Hemi and a trailer hitch. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Corporate gifts, metal art, apparel, Aggie gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. By next April, the city of Bryan will open two new skate parks. The city council has awarded a $1.2 million design contract. The locations have not been determined, but downtown business owner Debbie Josek asked for one near an area where skateboarders are tearing up concrete steps and curbs.
What happens is, and I found that this is quite common in many cities, when they are doing grinding or jumps, it can cause chips in the concrete. on the steps on the area. These are all in the 26th Street and Bryan Street area.
Over the next 4 months, there will be four public meetings to gather input, including possible locations. Construction is scheduled to start at the end of September. Designating downtown Bryan as a state cultural district now has the support of the City Council. A joint request was made by the Downtown Bryan Association, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Arts Council. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn fielded several questions at Tuesday's City Council workshop.
This is something that's been in the works by a committee, again, of Downtown Bryan Association, and requires a resolution of support by the City Council to submit their application. No request for funding. They're just trying to create a destination. This would not be a restriction as far as land use.
The application goes to the Texas Commission on the Arts now. Winners of the runoff election were decided locally and statewide within the first hour after polls closed. In Brazos County, Democrats nominated Christina Butler in JP Precinct 4 and Republicans nominated Tommy Munoz in JP Precinct 2. In Brazos County and statewide, Dan Patrick received two-thirds of the vote for the GOP Lieutenant Governor nomination. That followed what Brazos County Chairman Paul Rieger considered to be a more unusual brass knuckles campaign.
And the fact that both of the candidates realize the importance of the Lieutenant Governor's seat, and I think that's what galvanized both camps. And they dug their heels in.
More than 5,600 voted in Brazos County, about 6% of the more than 89,000 registered voters. Other Republican runoff winners in the state races included Ken Paxton for Attorney General, Ryan Sitton for Railroad Commission, and Sid Miller for Agriculture Commissioner. Democratic runoff winners were Jim Hogan, who defeated Kinky Friedman for the Ag Commission nomination, and Dallas Dental mogul David Alamiel, who is seeking the U.S. Senate seat now held by John Cornyn. And the oldest ever member of the U.S. House has been ousted in a primary runoff. 91-year-old Ralph Hall of Rockwell lost the only runoff he ever faced to little-known challenger John Ratcliffe. The 48-year-old was backed by national conservative groups to win the seat because no Democrat is running. Hall had been in Congress since 1980. A defective brake light leads to an investigator with the Brazos County Attorney's Office being arrested for drunk driving. 50-year-old Gerald Kennard remains at work, according to County Attorney Rod Anderson.
Obviously, he's not been convicted of anything. It was, placed under arrest, so we've just modified the duties, and that's about all I can go into right now.
Kennard was arrested Saturday by a Grimes County Sheriff's deputy. According to the arrest report, Kennard told the deputy he had been in Brenham playing in a band, and he was pulled over on Highway 6 on the north side of Navasota. Kennard told the deputy and DPS trooper he was refusing to perform field sobriety tests and provide a breath sample. That led to Kennard's arrest for DWI and getting a court order to draw a blood test. Kennard was released from the Grimes County Jail after posting bond. A Bryan woman is in jail after calling 911 six times in as many days. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 39-year-old Monique Wells is well known to dispatchers.
Dispatch informed the officer that she'd called 353 times since February of 2011, so over the past couple of years, 353 times from one person.
Wells called 911 twice early Tuesday morning. The first time was to say someone was knocking on her door. 6 minutes later, she reported cutting her ankle. She was taken to the emergency room where staff at St. Joseph's found no injury. Jail records show she served 3 days earlier this month for criminal trespassing. This is the first time Wells has been arrested for making a false 911 report. It was no holiday for local law enforcement on Memorial Day. Bryan police responded to an armed robbery north of Northgate at College Main and Clay, along with six thefts. In College Station, police spent 2 hours tracking down a local man accused of stealing two wedding rings. The victim told officers he met the suspect at the Central Park Apartments to sell the rings. And then he ran off into the woods with the rings. With the help of the Bryan Police Department's canine unit, 25-year-old Jamarius Scott was found at Wolfpen Creek Park. Also reported to CSPD were two armed robberies during the midnight hour. Investigators have not ruled out the same suspects being involved, one along Harvey Road near the mall and the other along the freeway north of Harvey Road. Suspect descriptions are online at WTAW.com. College Station PD also responded to 11 burglary calls on Monday, and 9 involving vehicles and 2 taking place at homes. WTAW News Time, 6:36. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
Have you ever wondered where celebrity designers like Vera Wang, Versace, and Vera Bradley spend their free time? Well, just a hint, you can catch these high-profile signature frames, prescription or non-prescription, hanging out at Aggieland Spectacles, ready to make you shine like the stars. You, too, can see the world in style with the best brand name frames and lenses. Aggieland Spectacles also customizes frames for athletes. Stop by today at 2801 East 29th Street in the Mar Eye Center. Aggieland Spectacles, where you'll see the highest quality lenses with the most popular brands of frames.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Hope Pregnancy Center and the A&M College of Medicine's chapter of the Christian Medical Association are hosting Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives, an evening with Dr. Benjamin Carson. In 2013, Dr. Carson spoke Truth to Power at the National Prayer Breakfast. On August 26, you can hear him at Rudder Auditorium speaking boldly on the issues of today. Event sponsorships, including a private reception with Dr. Carson, may be purchased through Hope Pregnancy Center. Call 979-695-9193 or visit partnerwithhope.org.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your Kubota dealer, Norman G. Tractor. Voted best in the Brazos 11 years running. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Low pressure has moved into the northeastern corner of the state this morning. We'll have lots of leftover cloudiness. Could see a shower, isolated thunderstorm. Highs today 82 to 85. To me, on the radar, it looks like the worst of the storms are now off to our south and east. There could be a shower tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 60 to 65. Sun and clouds tomorrow, maybe an isolated shower or storm, 80 to 85. And it's partly sunny in 85 to 90 as we head through Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this morning. Some accolades for some Texas A&M track athletes, and I'll tell you who all got that. It was actually quite a few people, as well as some defensive players are already showing up for the Houston Texans. And, of course, their number one overall pick, Jadeveon Clowney, made his debut on the field yesterday with J.J. Watt, and I'll tell you how well that went, as well as some NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs. All that more coming up in sports.
You know, you hate to get excited about that. You hate to be hopeful because, boy, they sure did trash it last year. But
talking about the Texans?
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty. But, you know, it's one of those things where they seem like a team that just had an off year. But, I mean, they're really not losing a whole lot of people. I mean, granted, Matt Schaub's gone, but I don't know. Should be a good year.
Well, there are a lot of people glad he's gone, though. That's for sure. All right, the people of Texas to David Dewhurst.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I mean, 2 years ago, that guy was going to be a United States senator. And now he pretty much is going to get to mow his lawn, you know?
Flounced.
Yeah. He won't mow his lawn. I mean, and he's plenty wealthy. He's, you know, he doesn't have to work. But I mean, by a, what, 65% to 35%, basically?
It wasn't close.
Man.
It was a blowout.
Yeah. And this brought about, we talked about it yesterday, how on big races, the Tea Party had not done so well 2 weeks ago, specifically in North Carolina and in Georgia, and that in fact, it had been written in the New York Times that the Tea Party in Texas was different, that it was a grassroots organization, that it was pretty well put together. And, I mean, that's clear because Dan Patrick is all about the Tea Party. And so we'll see what happens. Not exactly sure what the agenda is going to be. Texas is still a pretty business-friendly state, and we're hoping that that doesn't change. And again, you know, the needle moves a little bit. It doesn't move nearly as far as some people would want it to, but the Tea Party's got to be pretty happy about that. Ken Paxton in the Attorney General's race, and then Connie Burton, who will try to win the Tarrant County seat that is held by Wendy Davis right now, and then Bob Duell, who is a senator, was kicked out of office too by Bob Hall. So we'll see if he's able to win. It's all in all setting up to make really Texas even more conservative. And from talking to some folks who consider themselves conservative in the legislative body, they're going, man, there are a lot of people to the right of even folks who you would think are conservative. So we'll see how all that works. A few years ago when the first conservative members started getting into the House, you know, there were visions of them going through there, throwing chairs out the window and going crazy over the place. And so we'll see what happens. It's going to be tough for the Speaker because Strauss is a moderate at best. One of the other things that to dig down a little deeper into the weeds, the Legislative Budget Board. These are the chairman of the Finance Committee for the Senate and the House, the Lieutenant Governor, and the Speaker, and they sit down and just kind of put together a lot of stuff. Well, we may have the same Speaker of the House, but the two chairmen are gone, and now we have a new Lieutenant Governor. So three of those four are going to be newbies in the deal. So that's going to be kind of important to watch and see how that works. And, of course, as you also mentioned, Ralph Hall just wanted one more term, but he was 91 years old, and a lot of people decided he could probably go home and mow his own lawn.
Yeah. So. In the AP story, he acknowledged he, quote, got whipped and got beat.
Uh-huh. There you go.
And he wasn't surprised.
Well, and again, John Ratcliffe, who had been a U.S. attorney in the Bush administration, had run against him before and lost, so he was a known quantity. It's a pretty strong Republican district, so I think he's got a Libertarian he has to run against, but it sounds like he's going to be elected. And you know, we'll see what happens, but Hall had been on the House Energy Committee, and since he will not be there, and there is a Republican from, nearby here who has a background in the energy industry, it may well be that we'll see Bill Flores on the House Energy Committee next time. They didn't really, I think, want to put him there while Hall was on that body, but now that he'll be out of the game, maybe that'll be a place for our congressman to go. Reaction to President Obama's announcement about troop numbers in Afghanistan met with some declarations on Capitol Hill. The press and the blogosphere sending out some mixed messages. The Christian Science Monitor headlined it, Obama's half-full, half-empty Afghanistan plan. And former recent ambassadors to Iraq and Afghanistan wrote in the Washington Post, calling it an illogical decision. Going to keep 9,800 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The thing is, though, that's half of what that number will be cut in half in 2016 to about 5,000. The problem there is that kind of emboldens the rebels, the enemies there. And if we don't have enough people there to keep our people safe, then it becomes a much more dangerous situation. So we'll see.
I can't disagree with that. It's just at some point we do have to leave.
Yes.
Whether we announce it or not. I know part of the problem is people say he's announcing it. But my understanding is the Afghans don't want us there.
Well, no, you're right. That's true. That's true.
And basically, if I'm not mistaken, Obama said, we'll stay there if you want us there, but they're not renewing their support for us being there.
Yeah, no, and that's fair. It is. But so that's where the, you know, why don't we get all of them out of there? And the other thing is, we're going to leave a lot of stuff there too. We leave a lot of stuff.
You know,
we bring stuff and we just leave it there.
No doubt.
There'll be people driving new Suburbans over there for a long time. yeah. So, and I don't know, maybe unintended consequence thing. The House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee approved a bill that would let school districts get waivers to opt out of this healthier school lunch guideline that was mandated by the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, and Michelle is fit to be tied. She is not happy about this. The deal is, fresh produce costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot more than processed food, and there's some school districts who cannot afford this. And you take that and Add to it fewer kids buying lunches. And of the kids who buy the lunch, how many of them dump those fresh vegetables into the trash? Never touch them. You know, that's something to be concerned about. The other side is that there are some coaches who are saying what they call white carbs, the things that their athletes need to be able to do their workouts in the afternoon, are missing from these lunches. And so as a result, they are not getting the nourishment that they need kind of, you know, to be in training to go out and play football, basketball, run track, and that stuff in the afternoon. So
need protein, brother.
That's right. So we'll see how all that stuff works out. And again, we may go throw money at it, but she says this is Michelle says this is unacceptable to me, not only as First Lady, but as a mother. So
okay,
there, see how that all works out.
She can feed her kids whatever she wants. I mean,
yeah, that's exactly right, and we pay for it. So Wendy Davis going to have a book out called Forgetting to Be Afraid, a memoir. It'll be released on September the 2nd. Gosh, imagine that, 2 months before the election. According to the details posted on the website of her publisher, Penguin, that's the publisher says, the 272-page book, quote, a deeply personal memoir by one of the country's brightest new political stars. Really?
I dare them to come up with a bullet point list. Three things that make her bright, let alone the brightest.
Well,
and she may be in some ways, but she's a single issue person.
Yeah. No,
and not even that good at it.
Well, the thing is, she probably would not have been reelected to her Senate seat had she run. But again, Penguin's trying to sell books.
Well, yeah.
Never mind. She's behind 14 points. Look, if she loses by 14 points, she can call Dewhurst and say, I did better than you did.
Abby owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Hey, it's springtime, and RV people everywhere are hitting the road.
Shouldn't you be joining them?
That's right.
At RV Station in Bryan, we can make that RV dream so easy.
It's the Magnormous.
Massive.
Memorial Day Madness sale at RV Station in Bryan.
Save thousands now. Get a new Jayco J-Flight Swift.
Just $167 a month.
Woo! How about a brand new Keystone Raptor?
Take $26,000 off.
Woo! RV Station is home of the best prices in the country on the country's best brands, right?
That's right.
RV people, don't wait.
Get to the Magnormous Massive Memorial Day Madness event going on right now. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rotor Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Keystone Raptor, number 2659, sale price $69,995. Jayco, number 2703, sale price $17,995. 144 months, 5.49 APR, 10% down WEC.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There are lots of things you can do to cool a Texas landscape. Some of them are psychological. If you go into your landscape planning with the mindset that you're going to do everything you can to conquer the heat, you're likely to come up with some exciting new ideas. I'll share a few of them with you right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95
for a limited time. I've self-published the book so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. If you're trying to cool your summer landscape, nothing is more refreshing than the sound of rushing water. Whether it's in the form of a fountain, a garden water course, or a bubbling pool, water in the landscape will bring a little refreshment to all who hear its flow. Even standing water in reflecting pools can be an asset. Include aquatic plants and the garden will be even more cheerful. There's some wonderful sources of water garden information in Texas, and you need to consider your choices carefully. Plan your new water garden layout to suit your overall landscaping objectives. Some beautiful fish out there for the water garden as well. It's just a cool looking experience. Colors do a lot toward determining a garden's perceived temperature. Softer colors, including greens, blues, purples, and pastels, cool their landscapes. Brighter, more vivid reds, oranges, bright yellows, and whites advance visually, standing out in the landscape. They're warmer colors, and they will give your plantings more of a hot weather look. Dark green foliage is the most cooling. You'll heat up the landscape with light greens, variegated whites, and especially gray leaf plants, so use them sparingly. Hardscaping colors are also important. Avoid light, bright, reflective colors such as light gray weathered wood and plain concrete if you're trying to cool your landscape visually. Use darker bricks, pavers, or other hard surfaces. Stain wood decks dark brown to cut down on the glare. Use muted soft greens to paint outbuildings and other wooden features in the landscape. Think twice, however, about painting your fence strictly from a maintenance standpoint. Landscape lighting allows you to enjoy your summertime garden at its coolest once the sun is set. Lighting contractors have a wonderful array of fixtures for any lighting look. From soft blue-white artificial moonlight playing through the tree's limbs to festive small white or multicolored lights, your choices are endless. There's something very restful and soothing about landscape lighting that comes on as the sun sets. And look into the new LED lighting as well. Your plants can do a lot toward cooling your life and your surroundings. Don't forget, however, that they also need attention during the hot weather ahead. Keep them watered properly. Learn to recognize early signs of problems and step to serve them immediately to save those plants. Keep them healthy. Mulch your plants thoroughly. Keep them pest-free. They'll be doing their great work for a long time to come. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you plan your patio plantings in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Texas A&M outfielder Nick Banks has been named the All-SEC second team and the All-SEC freshman team. The Tomball, Texas native ranks fifth in the SEC with a .348 batting average, adding two home runs, 25 RBI, and six stolen bases on the year. Nick and the guys are heading to the NCAA Houston Regional this weekend, where they'll play old Big 12 foe Texas Friday afternoon at 3. Righty Daniel Mangdon, who is the probable starter for Friday, says he's excited to pitch against the Longhorns.
I've been there before in the Big 12, and we kind of heard murmurs that we might be going to Texas. And then when it came true, they put us at Rice against Texas. It's going to be a great game, great atmosphere. I know we're all pumped up and really excited.
Again, first pitch is at 3 p.m. Friday afternoon at Rice University with coverage right here on WTAW. Texas A&M athletes Dion Lindor and Olivia Ekpene were each named SEC Runner of the Year, while Shelby Vaughn was selected Cofield Athlete of the Year and Shamir Little garnered SEC Freshman Runner of the Year. Head coach Pat Henry was named Men's SEC Coach of the Year as the Aggies claimed their first SEC Men's title and ended a three-year winning streak by Arkansas. Dallas Cowboys linebacker Sean Lee left the first offseason practice for the Dallas Cowboys with a torn ACL on his left knee. The injury more than likely will put him on injured reserve for all of the 2014 season. Now, Lee hasn't really been healthy at all during his career. He's missed 15 of 32 games the past two seasons and has never played a full season in his 4 years in the league. He missed six games last year with hamstring and neck injuries. The Thunder and Spurs squared off last night in Oklahoma City for Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals.
Reggie saunters up the middle, dashes baseline, comes up and under, Diao hits the trailing Westbrook, 3-for-3 angle left, it's on the way, it's a Thunder buddy ball, they're blowing the
Spurs out of here, baby! 10-1-1!
Russell Westbrook finished with 40 points and 10 assists to lead the Thunder to a 105-92 win, evening up the series at two games apiece. Spurs coach Greg Popovich said after the game that his team didn't play smart basketball for the full 48 minutes.
We didn't play smart on a consistent basis. All of a sudden, we were going to see if Serge could block a shot or something. And I thought about passing a picture out on the bench. They'd know who Serge was, but really unwise basketball all of a sudden.
Coach Pop and the Spurs will look to get back on the winning track tomorrow when they host Game 5 in San Antonio. Now, the NBA will shift its attention over to the Eastern Conference tonight, where the Heat will be looking to put away the Pacers on their home court. Indiana took Game 1 of the series, but since then it's been all Miami. Tip-off is at 7:30. Colin McHugh held hot light hitting Kansas City to bay over seven innings, and Matt Dominguez drove in the only run the Houston Astros needed in a 3-0 victory of the Royals on Tuesday night. The Astros have now won four straight. They'll look to keep the good times rolling as they take on Kansas City again this afternoon at 1:10. Coverage will be on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Well, it was all Rangers last night in Minnesota, well, up until the ninth inning.
A dribbler, third base line. Soria picks it up, bobbles, and that's going to be the ball game. Santana's safe, Nunez scores, and the Twins beat the Rangers, scoring two in the ninth inning. It's a 4-3 walk-off win. The Twins win it.
Joaquin Soria took his first blown save in nine chances as the Twins ended their four-game losing streak. Now, Game 3 of the series is set for tonight at 7:10 at Target Field, with broadcast over on The Zone. The Montreal Canadiens are still alive in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals after Rene Bork had a hat trick in a 7-4 win over the New York Rangers. Tonight, it will be the Chicago Blackhawks looking to stay alive when they host the LA Kings for Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. The puck drops at 7 in the Windy City. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley assists you, your family, and physician to understand the choices you have. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, still got a chance of showers out there. If it happens, it'll happen before 1 o'clock. We got a low cloud deck, but no rain in the area. 80 will be our high temperature today. Same thing for tomorrow with a 40% chance of rain. Up to 85 on Friday and 88 on Saturday. 68 right now. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.